Good evening, Dave. Well, you are our regular check-in tonight, so let me run down the list, including the pre-net check-ins, KC8SDL, KC8YVF, KE8PCQ, KC8BOA, KD8PAZ, and W8DW. Let's go to the top of the list. Rob, go ahead and pick it up with KC8YVF on standby.
Very good, David. Good evening. KC, or NA, there we go. Try this again. NA, ERL in the group. Kilo Charlie, says, oh, it's Leon. Excuse me. Robbie, you're basic. Good evening, David. Everybody on the net. We've had all my good friends on the net, especially my favorite YO operator, Miss Vinnie. Good evening, Miss Vinnie. Well, Dave, I got some good news today. I sold that Swan 350 to that fella in Pennsylvania. And when he got it, he said he had trouble with the transmitting, so he got into it. He found out he had a weak driver tube, so I checked on the Swan technical night yesterday and talked to a Stu there, it's called K4BOV, I believe is that control for the Swan tech that on 7243 color floor sideband. He said, well, the audio tube and the driver tube is the same type of tube, so he suggested that my friend swap the tube. So he did that. Well, it started working, so he's got to get another tube. He's got a weak driver tube. But I heard my Swan 350 on the air today on the ear. That's pretty neat. Never heard myself on that radio there, but he's really happy with it. And I checked in with him. I had my Hot Water 101 on the air today, so okay, I had a vintage radio afternoon there. That was pretty cool. Break a sec. Pretty happy about that, hearing my old Rick, hearing my old Swan, and also I had my Joe Heathcote Hot Water 101 on the air. She's working great, and all the other codes are working fine. My Kenwood, of course, and my thank you folks, hi, my $10 Swan 500. I love that radio. Other than that, Dave, doing good, had a good weekend. The wife, XYO, her surgery was successful, and she went to Owosso Friday night to Friday afternoon to help with ticketing at the Polar Express at the Steamroading Institute. So she should be on her way home very, very soon. So I hand it back to you. I'll be around for the second go around doing a great job. ERL in the group. Kilo Charlie, excuse me, Kilo Charlie 8, here's Doug Lima.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you for your comments, and nothing like those classic radios. I think they're just fun to have around. I have a few, and I just like to look at them and go over, twist the knobs, kind of pat them a little bit, but it just doesn't seem like I have time to get them on the air. I should get a Heathkit on the air just to try tuning it up to see how it works. Next up is Ron, KC8YVF. With Dave, KE8PCQ, on standby. Good evening, Rob.
Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the net tonight. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Had Friday off from work. Got the next few Fridays off. Using up my vacation time for the end of the year. Had ran some errands and some chores and things on Friday. And then went out to the club meeting Friday night. We had the annual club holiday potluck dinner and the meeting afterwards. Had a good dinner. We had Tom, NADUI, brought some pulled pork sandwiches. And Mike, MMH, brought some meatballs and cocktail franks he had mixed together. Wife brought cheesy tater tots and that, along with lots of crackers and cheese and other things to go along with it. Had a good dinner on Friday night meeting. We elected our board and officials for next year, so all of the officials stayed the same. Mike, KD8MMH, is president. Brian, I can't remember his call. I stayed as secretary, and Tom, NADUI, stayed as treasurer. We did elect one new board member, Fred, KE8QCO, replaces Renee on the board. Her term ends at the end of this year, so he will pick up for the next 3 years. So that's what we've got for Friday night. Saturday morning, we had the annual Savara Aries Awards breakfast out at Riverside Restaurant in Freeland. Thank you for everyone that attended that. We had a good turnout, 11 people that came out for breakfast. Again, we gave out awards certificates for a variety of different things, net participation, public service events, personal achievements awards, things like that. So everybody there went home with something, I guess. So it was a good turnout. It was another good year. I'm looking always for new training topics for next year. I haven't decided on anything for January yet, but we will be getting ready for Winter Field Day that will come up the end of the January there. The last full weekend of January is Winter Field Day. So yesterday and today, I've been working on finishing up the tile work in front of the fireplace. That's the last thing from my floor project. I got all the wood, everything leveled out. I got the wood trim inset that my wife wanted in. That got cut yesterday and put in place today, and I got all of the tile cut. It's not down yet, but I spent today getting all the tile cut and in place, ready to go. So it'll sit there until next Friday I have off, and then I'll get everything glued into place. So for Christmas at least, it'll be finally finished in that room. Wife is still working on the front wall where we had to remove some things, and the wall got damaged, so she is working and patching up the wall, and then she will get that painted too and get that finished up. So by next weekend, hopefully the living room and hallway is completely finished and updated. So long project. That's what I got for you, Dave, for this go-around. KC8YBF, back to that.
Yeah, okay, Rand. Well, Christmas is going to be here pretty quick, so it's, hopefully you have everything done for when Santa comes down the fireplace. And he'll probably stop and marvel at the wonderful tile, and hopefully he'll remember to leave the presents there. All right, Dave, K8PCQ with Rick on standby. Good evening, Dave.
NADRL in the group. Good evening, David. Well, my first event, the Christmas party and the club meeting on Friday, pretty much a food coma. If those who didn't attend, we'll let them know. And if it's not a family secret, I sure would like Mike's meatball recipe. That was phenomenal. Other than that, I had a great time, and we'll save everything for the next time up. KE8PCQ, back to net.
Okay, Dave, thank you. Yeah, this time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's not a good time to diet, that's for sure. Next up, Rick, KC8BOA, with many to follow. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Dave, and everybody in the net. Well, unfortunately, I was not able to make Friday night's club meeting. I had another engagement that I had to be at, and it was kind of a fun event. It was good that I was there, and I really enjoyed the area's breakfast on Saturday. Not a whole lot going on radio-wise for myself right now. I've been working on some other projects and so forth, and hope to get back on the radio stuff here soon. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Control. KCBOA, back to NAERL.
Okay, Rick, very good on the projects. Today would have been a pretty good day to work outside. I just didn't get a chance to, but I got a few things hopefully to do. Tomorrow, I hadn't even checked the weather. I know it's still going to be a little bit on the warm side. I think I heard maybe rain's coming, but hopefully I can get a few things done in between rain showers. Minnie, you're up. KD8PAZ with Dave to follow. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, 8NERL. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. It's good to hear everybody in here. Missed you at breakfast yesterday there, Dave, but we had a good turnout and enjoyed the food. Of course, I was the last one to get my meal. I thought maybe they forgot about me, but nope, they didn't. So anyway, and ended up getting an award for being on the net 48 times. So anyway, not much else going on. Went and got some groceries today, and that was about it. This is KDPAZ back to NADL.
Okay, Manny, yeah, the Riverside has pretty good food, and it seems to me they just lately, my wife and I go there quite a bit, but it seems to me just lately that they don't have enough help like they used to have, and sometimes they forget things. We were just there a couple of days ago to visit with some cousins, and they do have good pie. Quite often we'll just stop there for pie and coffee. Okay, thanks, Vinny. Dave, you are up next, and we'll be, and that puts us at the end of the list, and we'll do a standby after you, Dave, W8DW. Go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Dave. NADRL, WADW. Not a whole lot going on here. We're still trying to get, we got the decorations out for the tree to put the decorations on it. We put the tree up about a week and a half ago, so Mary's going to work on that tomorrow. That's her project. I got a couple other things going on that I hope to finish. I hope to get on the radio one of these days. Matter of fact, we're trying to work out one of the other operators on the MIDTN, the digital network, to have some more training. We're maybe going to do some more training when FL Amp or something on the radio, so I'm going to try and talk to John. John normally does that. He's in Diamonddale, so we're hopefully we'll have a little bit more interest in that after the first year or so. But other than that, nothing else going on there, Dave. We're and I think this will be my only one, so we'll just say 73. Thanks for doing it there, Dave. You're doing a great job. You sound good here, and we'll just say 73. NADRL, WADW.
Okay, well, thanks for the nice words. Yeah, I'm very always interested in getting training on the digital net, so you can count me in for that. I have, on my little digital station, I have a new radio, a new laptop, and I'm just getting everything to work. No more SignalLink. It's retired. I'm using my 7300, and seems to be working out pretty good. I retired the 746 Pro. Probably sell that or pass it on. But I have not really got FL Digi up and working yet, so I'll be looking forward to some training on that. All right, we are at the end of the list. Is there anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's Sunday Mid-Michigan Net? Please call.
November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob and Frank, Booth Township. Good evening.